I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. How do you feel when you're standing in the middle of the softball field at the beginning of a new game? You can feel the eyes of the fans, of the other team, of your own team behind you, and of the batter as he stands in the box waiting for that very first pitch. Are you excited? Frightened? Terrified? Probably a little bit of all of the above. Sometimes it's hard to keep your wits about you as you prepare to throw that first pitch. You can make it a lot easier on yourself if you have a set routine to follow before you begin. And this is what this show is all about. What to do before you throw the first pitch of a game, and the first pitch to each new batter. At the beginning of every inning, I stand facing the outfield, with my back to the batter, waiting until I'm sure all my fielders are in position and ready to go. Then I hold the ball high above my head and yell out, "Ball!" Then I turn around and face the batter. Before we make that first pitch, though, let's talk about some strategies we should have thought about before the game started. If you're playing a daytime game, note the position of the sun. Try to use it to your advantage. If it's behind your left shoulder, pitch from as far to the left as possible. Put your right foot on the pitching plate and your left foot outside the plate. The farther left you can position yourself, the more the sun will be in the batter's eyes. If the sun is over your right shoulder, pitch from the right side of the pitching plate. Again, put your left foot on the right edge of the plate and stretch your right foot as far to the right as you can and still be balanced and comfortable. I have a pitcher who has really mastered this technique. His pitches look like they're coming from third base. Okay, time to study the batter. Note where the batter is standing in the box and pitch to his weaknesses. If he's standing deep, pitch short. If he's standing up front, pitch deep. Remember, strikes are called, or are supposed to be called, as if the batter were centered in the box, regardless of where he's actually standing. A warning, though, some umpires move the strike zone as the batter moves, so be ready to vary your routine if you get an umpire with a mobile strike zone. If the batter is crowding the plate, pitch inside, and if he's standing far away from the plate, pitch outside. But be ready for the ball to come right back at you with outside pitches. If you're not confident of your stopping ability, avoid the outside pitches because they're often lined right down the middle. Look at the batter's feet. Often his stance will tell you where he's trying to hit the ball. If his front foot is closer to the plate than his back foot, there's a good chance he's going to try to hit to the opposite field. That is, a right-handed batter is trying to hit to right field. When you see this, you can turn and point at your right fielder. This does two things. It alerts your right fielder to be ready to jump, and it alerts the batter that you know his game. Often the batter will try to switch his strategy when he sees you pointing to right field, and he's likely to hit the ball awkwardly. If you want to alert your outfielder, but not the batter, turn and look at your left fielder, but call out your right fielder's name. This won't work if the other team knows your players' names, though. If you want to let the batter hit to the opposite field, pitch him deep and outside. If you want to mess up his opposite field swing, pitch him short and inside. If the batter's right-handed, and his lead foot is farther from the plate than his back foot, the odds are that he's going to pull the ball down the left field line. With lefties, it's going down the right field line. Before each and every pitch, remind yourself where the base runners are and how many outs you have. Don't let yourself be caught unaware. Take a deep breath and silently tell yourself what you're going to do with the ball if it comes back to you as a liner and what you're going to do with the ball if it comes back to you as a grounder. For example, if there's a runner on first and nobody out, tell yourself, line drive, throw to first if the runner's off the base. Grounder, throw to second to start the double play. Finally, if there are base runners, call out the number of outs and where a ground ball should go. One down, play two. This takes just a second, and it will often keep your fielders from doing something stupid. Thanks for listening. For more articles on managing, coaching, and playing slow-pitch softball, check out my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's slowpitchbook, all one word, .com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.